Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, my God. How are you all doing out there this morning? It has been an exciting adventure this morning. I apologize for the inconvenience. I'm hoping that you all can hear me. I did send out another email saying that it would take a moment. So I know some people are not on because I did send out a different email. So if you know someone, I mean a different text, if you know someone that is, you want to text, please text them and let them know that we are on. I'm going to look at a number here. 347, can you click 1 for me, please, and let me know if you're hearing me just on your phone? Okay, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I just don't want to be talking and nobody's there. If you just bear with me one moment, I'm going to just send a quick text to everybody else and let them know that the technical difficulty is being dealt with and so they can get on too as well. Just 1 second. I'll talk while I'm doing this. I refuse this morning to get excited. I refuse. I said it will. I'm going to take my time. We'll work through it because I believe and I have faith and I knew it's just an attack trying to get me discouraged, but it's okay. And this is a part of the whole journey that we go through, being able to have faith and knowing that it's all going to work out. So I said I'm not going to be challenged and we're going to do this and keep going. So thank God for that. Let's see here. And you're talking about the internet, and you're talking about actually trying to make sure I didn't lose you guys. Maybe I did. No, there you are. Give them a text. So I'm going to let you all follow me through this process. I don't know if the show is on. And we do have our old number back, which is 347-539-5078. But what you got to do, you got to be able to spell and make sure that they know it's on and not now. I'm going to have fun with this. I'm not going to let it cause me to not do what I'm supposed to do. Okay, it looks like it's active now. 1 second, this text goes through, and we'll be ready to start. And I'll give you a little background on as to what did happen as far as my knowledge. You know, I'm not a very technical person. So when it comes to technology, I'm always at someone else's mercy because they have to call somebody and tell them, you know, I need some help. And come to find out on Blog Talk Radio, there's not a live person until 10 o'clock. Well, unfortunately, that's the time when our show starts. So that's not helping me at all if I'm having problems before the show because I need someone to help me at that time. But anyway, it's all good.
Our topic this morning is an exciting one. Maybe it has something to do with our topic, giving love and forgiveness. And that's prime for me, you know, love and forgiveness. So it really exercised my patience this morning to be forgiving, to be in love, to not get excited about it. And I won't tell you I didn't get a little stressed, because I don't want to lie to you. I was getting a little stressed. I had to keep talking to myself. Okay, Bessie, this is going to be okay. I've been doing this since about 8:30 this morning, trying to make it work. So from 8:30 to now, you know, it really kind of got to the point where I was like, okay, man, enough is enough. But it still worked out for the good, so. Good morning, good morning. This is the most exciting show I think I've ever had. And let me see if I can set all this stuff. Let's look at our show and get started, put all this other stuff behind us. We're going to move forward. I just text everybody. I do truly appreciate your patience. I appreciate you working with me. This morning it is a little difficult when you get up and you have your day planned and something else takes over. So you have to learn, okay, can I do this and not panic? So I'll start all over again, and we'll say good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable Blog Talk Radio. I was doing small talk with you while I was doing some technical stuff on the back burner, and I guess you could understand why I was speaking all choppy, a little bit stopping and going on. So, you know, but one thing I like about it, you are my family. You're here every Saturday morning. You understand it. And I thank you for being patient. The switchboard is lit up. I thank you for waiting. I truly, truly appreciate it. And before we get going any farther, let's just thank God. God, I just want to thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the wonderful gifts of our daughters. We thank you for patience, guidance, and love. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that allow us to get through any situation. Because when we look back and we see that we have grace and mercy, we know that anything and all things are possible through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we love. And I appreciate it, and I thank you for working out my difficulties this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And again, I want to thank you, listeners, for holding on and waiting. We will have the same number. I texted this morning a new number, and that new number is deleted now. They deleted that number, and we still have the same number, 347-539-5078. And I like that because the number has been sent out and people have it. I just couldn't imagine us starting all over again, but if we had to, we would do that as well. We are also on www.blogtalkradio.com. You can go there, and it's the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. And we also have on the Internet, you could do Mother and Daughter chat. Then that's something that we might get into, and I will watch that on going to maybe get somebody to work with me on that part. Sometimes people just want to chat with you, want to send a question. We're going to build that in, that if you just want to ask a question and you don't want to really talk on the radio, you can use the chat to do that as well. So we are working on that to get that done, and that's going to be, I think, a good thing for individuals that just a little bit shy to come on the radio, and I certainly understand it. You know, public speaking is the greatest fear. So we'll just go with the chat for some. I've got to move real fast. I thank you, all of my partners. I won't go through all of that today. You all know that. I just want to thank Virginia Palmer. She's our host for this month. I don't want to miss her because without her, we wouldn't be here. Thank you, Virginia. And thank your mother, Miss Dolly. We're going to skip all of the announcements this morning, and we're going to go straight into our topic. Again, I am Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and our topic today is the forgiveness and love between a mother and a daughter. Now, I know we talk about forgiveness and we talked about love some time ago, but it's one of those type of topics that keep coming up. You know, it keep coming up. I was out this week and I had quite a few counseling sessions, and it all boiled down from teenagers on up. It's that snag. It's the snag of having that forgiveness in a place where you're trying to get it out, and the love. And so you can't have one without the other. And so the Lord just sort of placed on my heart this morning, you know, it's like sometimes you're on a topic and you got to keep on that topic and you got to train on that topic until we get it. We got to get it. Things go back. It's just like a young lady I was talking to this week. She's in her early 20s, and she has something. It's not that she won't forgive. She's just trying to figure out how she can get her parents to forgive. You know, when you are in relationships and things of this nature, it affects your children. So forgiveness has been the topic of many of my conversations this week. And we just want to kind of just refresh on that. Last week we talked about the rhythm of the mother and daughter relationship. Excuse me, I'm a little stopped up this morning too, so if I'm coming across not so clear, I apologize for that. We talked about the rhythm of the mother and daughter relationship. And we talked about, you know, getting in sync with each other and making that a dance between the mother and daughter within the relationship. And you, when I was looking at that this morning and doing this piece, it came to me, well, how do you get in rhythm? You know, we talked about the rhythm, but how do you get in rhythm? How do you get to that dance when you're in sync? Because, you know, last week we talked a little bit about somebody dancing but really can't dance, and you're trying to figure out what beat they're on, and, you know, you're like, okay, they just can't dance. Well, that's your interpretation of it, because you're on one beat and they're on another beat, but the beat in your head doesn't match the beat that's in their head, so you assume they can't dance. And they assume that you can't dance because they look at you and say, you're not on the beat that I'm on. So, you know, when you get through with all of that, you say, well, how does that affect the mother and daughter relationship? It does, because it's the same thing that I've been teaching the entire time that we've been on here. It's about the intro conversation. The mother having one conversation in her head, the daughter's having another conversation in her head. So that's the rhythm. That's the rhythm. They're not on the same beat. And until we bring those two together and synchronize them, it's going to always be a feeling of uncomfortableness when you're around each other. You ever wonder why you're uncomfortable around your own child or uncomfortable around people, period? It's because you're not in rhythm. And then you can meet a total stranger, and all of a sudden you feel like you've known them for a lifetime because you're on a rhythm. There are people that you just connect to immediately on the same rhythm. Well, how do we get to the same rhythm with our mothers and daughters? And that is, we have to get to the rhythm through forgiveness and love. I know sometimes people say, well, what happens if I just can't forgive? Well, if you just can't forgive, then you're not going to be able to love. It's just that simple. If you can't forgive, you can't love. You can't love completely. And I know people have different measurements for love. Oh, I love, but. Well, you don't love. There is no but to love. It's just L-O-V-E. It is L-O-V-E. Just that's it. There's nothing else to add to it. There's nothing to take away from it. It's just love. And that's what God said. We must love each other. And when Jesus left, that was the last commandment, the commandment of love. So there's no way you can get around it. You can't fix it up. You can't make it into your own definition. It is what it is. And to love and to truly love is to forgive. Now, you can't get to love without forgiving. So therefore, we got to look at what is it that needs to be forgiven. You know, because forgiveness is a challenge. It is a challenge for all of us. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me and everybody that's on here. If you're honest with yourself and you're not in denial, you will know forgiveness is a challenge. Of course it is. Because if it was easy, we wouldn't have to go to God. We wouldn't have to talk to Jesus. I mean, it just would be. You just do it and go on. But it's not. It's a challenge. And that's your life challenge. That's your big life test. Things will come to you, and it will come in the deepest way, the ways that you think, oh, my God, I'm never going to forget that. No. But what happens? You have to forgive in order to get to love. You know, it's on your journey. Now, what I want you to do today, I want you to sit back and I want you to just imagine in your life that, okay, see yourself, just see a veil and see yourself on, or let's say, a curtain, and it is across the door, and you are in a room, and in that room is darkness. But that's the room you're partying in. That's the room you're having fun. That's the room you're doing everything that you think you're big and bad enough to do. And you're just doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it because, you know, I'm just going to do this. Well, you know, God doesn't work in the darkness. We know that. So he works into the light. So therefore, you know, you are dealing with the evil side of life. But once you decide that you're going to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then you walk through that door, you walk into the light. Now, once you get there, you're not always, you cleanse, but your mind has not always been reconditioned. So as you walk this journey, you have to really cleanse your mind. Just walking through that door cleanses your sins. It washes your sins away, but you still have those behaviors and those things that you have to deal with, and that comes into faith. That, you know, you got to use your faith. So you say, okay, I'm walking through this door. I'm walking down this journey. Just, let's look at it as a long hallway. But as you walk, things are going to jump out at you to challenge you to see if you're going to be forgiven. Will you forgive this? Bam, there it is. How do you deal with this? It's a test every step of the way. So I was speaking to someone this week, and I said, you know what? God give us children to teach us. Our daughters are there. Our daughters are a reflection of us. It's like looking in a mirror. And a lot of times we see ourselves, and we didn't like it when we were doing it, and we don't like it when our daughters are doing it. But if we don't change it, then we're going to have the same effect with our granddaughters, because it will repeat itself. So as I was speaking to a mother this week, I said to her, we got to cut this off. We got to cut this off. Your daughter's in her 20s. So you don't want to lose 20 years of her life. Sometimes when you don't get to the what happened, the forgiveness, it takes 20 years. That daughter will grow up, have children, before she can get to the forgiveness so that you all can have a conversation. You don't want to wait until your daughter's 40 and you got children to try to fight for forgiveness when you know there's an issue when she's in her 20s. So I commend every mother. And when they call me and they say, you know, my daughter's in her 20s and I want to get this straight down, you know, I was like, I commend you for that. Because you're going to cut off that 20 year of losing love with your daughter and that relationship with your daughter, because usually it takes the daughter another 15 to 20 years and actually go through something with her own child in order to realize the value of a mother and to realize that their mother's not perfect. And to realize that mothers are doing the best they can, because now they are mothers and they are going through. But when you have a daughter in her 20s and they're not mothers, you know, they don't understand that. So they won't get it until they have children, unless you all decide, okay, we're going to look at what it is that's holding us up. And the only thing that's holding you up is something that you won't forgive. It's something that you feel that I cannot forgive, or you're looking for somebody to make amends on something. There's some guilt. There's something there. And the thing about it is that you cannot get to the other side. You cannot get, and that's been our difficulty. And I say our because we all, if you look back at it, there's something that we have held sometime or another. I know most of us are Christian women, and we're looking at where we are today. But don't look at where you are today. Look at where you came from. And especially with our new Christian women, I keep telling them, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but you got to read the Word of God, and you got to keep looking at it, and you got to pray on it in order for the change to come, and that's to renew in your mind. But it's not just for young Christians. It's for old Christians, too. Because sometimes mothers think, well, I'm a child of Christ, and you know, and I'm doing this, that, and other, but you still got to renew your mind. It even tells you that. You've got to keep renewing your mind every day. And renewing your mind is forgiveness and moving out of forgiveness into love, because you're going to be given situations every day as a challenge to test you to see if you're going to forgive, totally forgive, and not but, not if, I would but, if I could. And you say, well, what happens if I don't forgive? Well, if you don't forgive, you're not going to get your blessing. Forgiveness cut off your blessing. Forgiveness cut off your love. Forgiveness cut off your growth. Unforgiveness cut off your blessings and your growth. Unforgiveness cut off, you know, your pleasures of life, your peace, your joy. Unforgiveness will destroy all of that. When most times, the person that you're holding something against doesn't even know that you're holding something against them. Or you've talked about it, and you say, okay, we're going to move on from here. We're just going to forget about it. I forgive you. Let's go on. But deep down inside, you really haven't forgiven, and you're still holding on to it. So now you've got your own little war going on because the person has agreed with you and moved on. And you're still holding on to it. So it takes forgiveness. And what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a gift to yourself. When you forgive somebody else, you give yourself life. When you forgive somebody else, you give yourself light. You give yourself the gift of joy and peace. Because, see, forgiveness is an act of imagination. You have to imagine yourself, where would I be? What would it look like if I just let this go? What does it matter? If you die today and you haven't forgiven somebody, you have to answer for that. But that person is still going to be living. It's still going to go on. You holding unforgiveness, it's not going to affect them. It's going to affect you. That's why it's such a personal thing. And then when you tell somebody you forgive them, that's a bonus. You know, you come up, and God says what? If you have an aunt against your brother, then you tell them. You forgive them. Everything you have is a choice. You decide if you want to forgive. You decide if you want to hold on to it. And most people hold on to it because it brings them some kind of pleasure. It gives them some kind of effect. Because it's like a sickness. Have you ever seen somebody that is sick, or every time you see them, they're always complaining about, well, my back's hurting. I'm not talking about cancer or anything to this nature. I'm just talking about, well, got up this morning, excuse me, and I couldn't get around. My back was bothering me. And every time you see them, there's something wrong with them. You know, well, they choose to do that because they get a certain amount of pleasure out of that, because they get sympathy from someone. You know, it feeds that place that they need, that thing that they need to have fed. So that's what it is with unforgiveness. It feeds something in you to make you feel righteous, that you are right. And because you're right, then I'm going to hold on to this because this is my Band-Aid. So everybody can see I have a Band-Aid on, and I'm going to hold it up, and I'm going to flag it. You see this little kid? I'm stuck on Band-Aid, and Band-Aid stuck on me. Same principle. You're wearing around unforgiveness loud and clear because you tell everybody you see. And that's not in love. So therefore, you're setting up all kind of roadblocks for yourself as you travel down this journey. You're just setting up, and it makes it difficult for you to travel because you got to go to the left, go to the right, go over, go under, go around, all of the roadblocks, which slows you up, causing you not to get to your blessings quickly, whereas forgiveness would automatically move those things out of your way and you'd have a clear path to walk down. Now, where are we headed? We're talking about forgiveness. Where are we going? We are headed to love. And what is love? Love is Jesus. That's where you're going. You can't get there to total love. He said, you can't love me when you don't love my children. And my children, it's everyone on the face of this earth in which you create, because everyone has the possibility of going to Christ and being forgiven. And if he can forgive, then we should forgive as well. But to not forgive, it's just going to hold you up. Think about that. You can't have a healthy relationship with anyone, and especially not your daughter or your mother, when you're walking around looking at them with unforgiveness. Because unforgiveness is evil. Unforgiveness is that kind of thing that when you look at somebody, you got hatred in your heart. Unforgiveness is hatred. It's like talking about somebody behind their back. You just look at them, and it comes up in your mind, and you just want to go. You talk about everything that ever you thought about. It comes up in your mind. That's unforgiveness. That's the way it acts. It comes into a negative conversation. It's always telling you all the bad things. What if you know? Keeping you from why God sent you here. Keeping you from getting to the good. It brings on high blood pressure. It brings on depression. It brings on anxiety, chronic attacks. It brings on overeating. It brings on stress. It kills your spiritual and psychological well-being. But, oh, if we could get through that, if we could forgive, it will take you to love. Now, you know, when we talk about love, we talk about loving someone, first thing maybe would come to your mind is an old boyfriend. Now think about that. You ever remember when somebody said, man, she loves him, you can't tell her nothing about him. And she can't see all the things that he's doing. She can't see any of those things. And that's what they call blind love. Just love in spite of. But see, you can do that with someone else. Can you have blind love with your daughter? Can you love your daughter, your mother, in spite of? Because everybody is growing. We're all learning. I don't have all the answers. You don't have all the answers. Every day is a new experience. Every day we're going to be trialed and tested. And at the end of the day, when we look back, we're going to miss some of it. But why can't you just forgive somebody because they missed some of it? They didn't get it all. But one thing that we hope that we can do is to look at the mistakes that we made and not do those again. That's grace and mercy that will cover your mistakes, but you can't continuously go back and do the same thing. But we are not to judge them. We are to love them as God would love them and look at error because we're all here in a human body living on this earth together, and we all see what we see and hear what we hear, and we make interpretations from that. That's why he said faith come by hearing. And when you say faith come by hearing, you know, most people say you think of God, and that's what you should. But faith come by hearing. If you hear enough of the wrong things, you will start believing that, and you will start living that. That's still your faith in evil, your faith in doing something bad, your faith in doing wrong. You know when you're doing wrong, but you hear it, you see it on television. This is the thing to do. This is where you want to go. We're doing this, and everything is a cliche. And all of a sudden, you're living by your faith because you're hearing more of that. But the more you hear the word of God, it's going to change you. You're going to live by that faith, and that's the faith, and those are the words that's going to take you to love. Those are the words that will lead you to unforgiveness. So with that, you say, when you look back at it and you look back at the relationship and you're out of it, you can look back and say, wow, what was I thinking? I mean, my friends tried to tell me, I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. But after it's over, you can look back and you can see where you were putting up with things that you may should not have put up with. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you love your daughter or your mother, why can't you have blind love? I see people forgive other people much quicker than they will their own children or their mother because you want to hold them to a different standard. You know, you want to show love because you want to be accepted by others. Well, you should want to show love and forgiveness to be accepted by your mother and your daughter. Well, what is love? According to Jesus Christ, love is forgiveness. You can't have one without the other. On one side of the coin, there is love, and on the other side, when you flip it, there's forgiveness. On one side, there's forgiveness. On the other side, when you flip it, there's love. So find your coin, make it one side love, make it one side forgiveness, and always keep it with you. This week, just keep it with you. When a challenge come up, measure it. Use that as your measuring stick. Am I working out of love and forgiveness? And then you'll know the answer. Thank you for listening. It's all about love. Can you love unconditionally? And can you forgive unconditionally? Thank you. I appreciate it. We have a few minutes. We have 954. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Fletcher?
I am fine. I am fine. We just have a few minutes, so we're going to hear you and get on it. I apologize for the errors this morning. How you doing?
I'm absolutely incredible. Just listening to you and leads into what I was actually doing for the relaunch of your magazine, actually editing the article. And the one thing that I did write in the article, and readers going to have to go to it in order to see it, the only reason I'm able to forgive and accept is because I've made a decision to accept that the core of my being, what's called the 100% rule, and they'll have to go to the article, read the article in order to know those 100% rules, because there's several of them, and I'm not going to take up the time to do it. But you have to make a decision to forgive. Mm-hmm. And you are so right, it does not come easy, but it's all in making that conscious decision and then walking that decision out. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you so very, very much. Thank you for your patience, too. The one thing that I want to say about that is that, you know, God is ready to bless some people. And I think when that came to my spirit, the Lord is like, I want to bless them. I want to bless you. We got to get it cleaned up. We got to get to that unforgiveness so that we can receive. It is not as it's not easy, but it is what it is. Good morning, 347. How are you doing? Hello? We have 347-406. Are you there? Okay. You there? All right. I think what they did, they was just giving me a hands up to let me know that they could hear me. Thank you anyway. I appreciate it. I didn't know if you wanted to talk as well. So anyway, we have 1 minute left, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being patient this morning. It has been an interesting morning. But just walk away knowing that God loves you, I love you, and that we can do it if we work in love. I try to make every day a day that, you know, it's like I say, it's not easy. I have to work at it. I have to think consciously. Am I saying this in love? Am I moving in the right direction? Help me, please, Lord, because you never know. So you always have to consciously kind of judge yourself, check yourself to see if you're moving in love and if you're moving in forgiveness. Like we're all going to get there. We're going to get there through love. Thank you very much. God bless you. And you all have a great weekend. I truly appreciate your patience. It is what it is, but we made it. And I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to put a lot of people on this morning, but I'll make up for it next week. Or if you want to talk to me personally, you can call me. All right? Thank you very, very much. Or email me at drbessie.com. It's www.drbessie.com. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.